This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, folks, we got another hour broadcast healing here and robertscottbell.com for all of the links up. Hey, Super Don, I've been working on finishing up my silver book, and it just, it's like it never ends. There's more scientific revelations every day. It's like, how do you get to the point where you go, okay, I gotta stop now, right?
No,
like
I think it's just going to be a continual work in progress.
On, you know, I'll never get it done then. On our Detox of Friday show, we had Dr. Rob McCuspey, PhD in nanotechnology, on. And he goes and reveals to me of a 2016 peer-reviewed publication that said, and this is, again, strengthens what I've been doing for many years in the silver gut recovery protocol, silver allo protocol. You know, I want you to have food as your medicine is food, but if your gut is corrupt and inflamed, and even the food can't do it, we've got to heal the earth suit. We've got to heal the epithelial lining. And he said, because this is a concern I had years ago in working with silver, that even if you flood the body, flood the intestinal tract with 2,000 times the amount of silver that's the reference dose according to EPA, you're still not altering the gut ecology for the worse. In other words, you're not leaving it imbalanced. You're not creating a situation where there's a biodiversity issue. In other words, we've reduced the diversity of the gut ecology. And the irony here is that if you take an antibiotic can kill 1, 2, 3, maybe 5, 6 species at the most, for the most part. And what happens after you're on an antibiotic, because you've decimated only 1 or 2 or few, you now have an imbalanced terrain in addition to the destruction it's done on your epithelial lining, and you have a likelihood of pathogenic takeover for the next phase of regrowth. That's why many people get Candida albicans, overgrowth yeast infections, for one. But that's not the only one that can happen. And with the use of silver, I mean, this is big revelation stuff, Super Don. So exciting. Go back and listen to the archives from just a couple of days ago, and you'll hear it. And I'm, you know, now I have to include that in the book too, which I'm happy to do, but it's like, dude, I'm almost, oh, there's more science. So that's why I say it never ends. Never hang your hat and say it's over. There's always something more to do, always something more to learn. But don't let that paralyze you to not do anything either. Okay?
Oh, and by the way, just an update on the Hillary BMI situation.
Yes.
Apparently, she has refused to release what her weight is, so therefore we cannot compare her BMI to Donald Trump.
Dude, she's not releasing her weight?
Well, you know, that's one of those things, you know, where it's kind of like, you know, the societal thing where, you know, you don't ask a lady what her weight is, right?
No, screw that. This is a presidential race. What is, like, be a carnival guy. If you were to say how much she weighs, because she's not that tall. She's short, but she's a little bit squatting around, at you know, in the pair.
I would be willing to bet that if we had her BMI, it probably would be higher than what the optimal BMI is supposed to be.
Dude, you're being, like, so politically correct. Say it like it is. She's...
What? No, you say it like it is.
She's a fatty.
No. Oh, come on.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're on talk radio. We get to be politically incorrect. If you're going to cry about it, go ahead. Call me now. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. But, yeah, she's probably beyond the BMI of a Trump. Now, women, of course, carry more body fat. It's normal. It's healthier. But she's not definitely not got a marathon on her body. But the question is, how much does she weigh on the moon? Can she release that? Because it'll be less. Not happy? Not happy?
That would be one way to do it, I guess.
You know what? You want to weigh less? Eat clean food.
You know what, though? Gravity does not affect your BMI. It would be the same.
Oh, you had to throw that in there. You're right, because they actually do BMI analysis in a water tank if they want to get it really accurate in a gravity-less environment. So you are so smart, Super Don. I can't throw anything past you.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. So here's the good news of the day. Serving up healthy meals and hope. There's a woman named Catherine Couch in Sebastopol, California. If we could ever get her on, this to me is a hometown hero if there ever was one. She believes in the power of food to help people heal. And as a professional chef, she figured this out 10 years ago. She was teaching her friend's teenage daughter how to cook. She turned the culinary lessons into a unique summer project, preparing healthy meals for three families dealing with serious health crisis. And one of them had serious breast cancer. And she believed that she could relieve some of that burden by preparing them good, healthy food. And so she expanded that idea since then. In this nonprofit she has, Sarah's Community Project, Catherine Couch, is nourishing the bodies and souls of thousands of low-income people facing cancer and other serious illness in Northern California. Look at this. Again, government, not the solution. It'll probably get in the way and say, hey, I don't know if you're allowed to do this. But so far, so good. She's being allowed to do it. Not that she should ask permission. But she's actually putting local teens to work, and they're volunteering after school in four commercial kitchens in Sonoma, Marin, and Alameda counties. Were you near Alameda County? Where were you?
I was born in Alameda County.
I thought so.
Yeah.
And they're preparing 100% organic meals for clients and their families. You want to talk about relieving a huge burden, a huge stress, and also providing food as medicine. Whether they can say it or not, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people had their cancers reversed simply by being fed clean food. This is absolutely, absolutely astonishing, uplifting, making me smile, making me happy, almost making me cry that this is happening. They also have a leadership training and gardening program where teens are raising about 5,000 pounds of food every year, organic growing food. This woman, she should be really put up there. If you talk about a Congressional Medal of Honor, that's to me the most important thing you could be doing right now, is what she is doing. I'm telling you, Super Don, if we can't get her on, I'll go visit her and put her on live.
I will definitely reach out and see if we can get her on the show, because I think that would be great to highlight the work that she's doing.
Yeah. There's a little audio clip I believe we have here from the report on this. I want to go ahead and give a listen to it now.
When people get sick, their life becomes very complicated. Eating well tends to go to the bottom of the list, but it's really critically important.
We can do the pepper,
We bring teens from all over our community together to prepare healthy meals for low-income people who are dealing with serious health crises.
Again, this is, to me, I'm struggling with this because there are a lot of people on the left that think it can only happen if government makes it happen by mandatory participation in some charity program, which is not charity because it's done by force, by gun, by violence. And here you have a private citizen going out, helping, teaching teens, going to help people, feeding people. This makes my heart so happy.
It is. And it's a big community effort that's being put in here, because she makes the food, she creates the meals, and then there's a service of community members that will pick up the meals and deliver them to the different houses where people, you know, need these low-income people that are dealing with health issues. And at the same time, she's teaching the teenagers through community service how to help people out, and also teaching them how to garden. And I think it said something about how they raised like 5,000 pounds of food last year.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you doubt the power of food to heal, just look at this next story. Again, linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. This is powerful stuff, folks. Headline, fruits, vegetables can cut medicine costs in half for kidney disease patients. Now, we might say it's a moment of duh. For us, we know food is medicine, but this is a powerful statement, a validation of this, right? People with kidney disease, your kidneys are excretory, and primarily excretory. And, of course, they're passively downstream from the liver. And I've argued that liver and kidney health is functionally the bottom line starting point for disease creation along with intestinal health. And here you have people already with failing kidneys, and they're simply being fed fruits and vegetables, and their need for medication drops by a factor of two, or basically half, 50% down. Now, part of it is that they're utilizing foods, if they're not eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, that are, they call it acidifying, right? Whether they be largely animal protein or other toxic foods that create acidification in the body. And you can't clear that when your liver and kidneys are congested very well, easily. So this study was pretty profound. They took 108 randomized participants, and they either received sodium bicarbonate, which neutralizes acid, or increased intake of fruits and vegetables, or they received no treatment for the acidosis. All of them were on medications to reduce their blood pressure, by the way. After 5 years, the average systolic blood pressure of the participants eating more fruit and vegetables was lower than those treated with sodium bicarb or not treated at all. Now, this is the biggie here, because those that got more fruits and vegetables had a reduction in the costs of their medication, which means they used less medicine. For those that received no treatment, it was over $150,000 in drug costs. For those who were on the sodium bicarb, it was actually a little up. It was $155,000. But for those who got more fruits and vegetables, their costs, their medications, are you listening, government lovers? Simply by eating fruits and vegetables, their drug costs drop. Not because Big Pharma suddenly got a conscience, but because they didn't need it anymore. Dropped to $79,760, almost half of the cost of those who were on sodium bicarb or no treatment at all here, other than their normal medications. Fruits and vegetables. Let medicine be your food. Let food be your medicine. And let the people know that this is happening. Squash the FDA, defund the FDA, because they don't want you to know this stuff. If a fruit or vegetable was labeled with a reduction in blood pressure, was labeled to reduce your reliance on medical drugs, Big Pharma would have the FDA and string them up. But you can just, I don't know, dissociate from them. Withdraw consent and realize when the FDA says you need a drug, what they're really saying, if they were honest, is that you really need food. Food that is nourishing. Fruits, vegetables, yes, even organic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Bell Show.
Notes are up. RobertScottBell.com, the place to go. Archives available there as well. And GCN, our syndicator. And SoundCloud's a great way people, you know, carry it around in their phones. So many people came up to me at the Cancer Prevention Convention telling me how they listen on their phones, on their pads. And now, of course, with a lot of the delivery systems, even into their cars through Internet. It's pretty interesting, in addition to the traditional stick radio. So, welcome back, my friends. Alphabet soup agencies like FTC, FDA, CDC, EPA, not really big fans of them. More often than not, they don't do what they are supposed to be doing. They tend to run cover for large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state under the guise of protecting you, or in the case of the EPA, protecting the environment. Now, some months ago, we reported that the World Health Organization, another group that we are not big fans of, claimed that glyphosate was a possible, maybe probable, but possible cause of cancer, a carcinogen. That was big. It's like, oh my gosh, because the WHO usually runs cover for big pharma. In this case, they slapped Monsanto big time. And Monsanto wasn't taking it lying down. Of course, in the course of this, we found out many research universities, including a department at the University of Florida, had trolls and shills operating to promote the use of glyphosate for Monsanto, to claim that it was clean and really neato, right? Neato! And we love this stuff. And of course, one of the classic videos that we have referenced over the years is when a guy was being interviewed about how great glyphosate was, and the interviewer said, okay, if it's so safe, you claim it's so safe, here's a cup of it, drink it. And suddenly the tenor of the interview changed. Well, I'm not stupid. Wait, I thought you said it was safe. Well, EPA to the rescue. Whenever you need an environmental statement on the safety of a toxic poison that is being put out by a multinational, particularly Monsanto, the EPA can be relied upon. And they've now announced that the glyphosate in Roundup is likely not carcinogenic to humans.
What a shock.
Right. Right. Big shock. EPA says, no, glyphosate's okay. We've been involved. We've been looking at this for decades. We check out the ecological risks. It's all good. So there's a 227-page paper published just last week. And they're saying, well, we reviewed the data. I guess they ignored whatever the WHO saw. And they claim it's okay. Now, I'm going to just back out of this for a little bit and go back to something that is sorely lacking at the EPA and in much of our governmental institutions, common sense. And I want to look at it from this perspective. We have things in the natural world, right? Fallacy of nature. Nature's a big fallacy. It's nothing but a big fallacy, said a skeptic. And you look at all the things that we are exposed to. There are certainly natural toxic poisons, I would agree. Mercury, for one, although when it's synthesized into thimerosal and injected into you, it's not so natural anymore. But the idea is that we have, though, an ability to deal on some level with toxic poisons that have been around since there's been life on the planet, at least since there's been humans on the planet. But let's say we create in a lab a new compound. Synthesize a new compound that has never before been in existence anywhere in creation. Yes, the arrogance of man. We are so smart. Look what we made with oil. We synthesized this toxic thing that kills stuff. We admit it's designed to kill stuff. And it's synthetic and it's never before been in existence anywhere in creation. And then they argue with a straight face that you can detoxify it. Just like you detoxify uric acid or other metabolic waste. And I'm calling BS on it. Because if you do not have the enzymes, the ability to break down synthetic compounds that have never before been in existence anywhere in creation, and you don't, to argue that it is safe, it's a non-starter. It's, I would call it idiopathic. Not in the real sense of the definition, called of unknown origins. It's just idiots making statements that they can't back up. And now the EPA is doing it too. Not like it's new. But you've got synthetic compounds never before been in existence, and there are no enzymes. You have no ability to break this stuff down. And you're going to tell me it's not going to cause cancer or other problems? Once again, a federal agency, alphabet soup agency, does its job for us and delegitimizes itself. Whether it's the FDA, the EPA, or the CDC, if you give them credence, you do so at your own peril, at your own demise. Defund them, and as I said last segment, squish them, squash them. They have no place in a civil society because they're lying to you. Yes, the EPA is lying to you. We'll talk about the drug makers next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it is football Sunday in America. We do have a football-related discussion coming up. Colin Kaepernick standing, sitting, kneeling. What is the best way to do the national anthem here? We're going to get to that in just a little while. But right now we're going to go to the issue of the opioid crisis in America. Big-time drug manufacturers putting out things that are so more addictive and dangerous than even heroin, the street drug. And it is interesting to note, as the states are dealing with this problem, or trying or attempting to, that rather than getting help from the drug industry, they're dragging their feet, or overtly trying to stop a reduction in the prescription rate of these opioids. Why? Because that'll impact their bottom line. And now we're finding out we got validity to the claims or the suspicion that the drug industries were not cooperating with states who are trying to reduce opioid addiction and death. And, you know, I've talked about large centralization of power, how that makes it easier and easier to be captured, how the regulators can be captured because it's just one place. Big Pharma, trillions of dollars at this point, not just billions or hundreds of billions. And they could buy off any of the regulators or at least promise them a cushy job and a great retirement if they just be nice to them while they're in the regulating position. When they come out, they'll get a nice job with those companies. This is a revolving door. We've talked about it for years. Classic example of it, of course, head of CDC at the time, Julie Gerberding, many years, never met a vaccine she didn't love and want a mandate for use in all of your children, despite the fact that they covered up data linking vaccines to autism. Under her watch, she was rewarded handsomely by Merck to head up their, at the time, $5 billion vaccine division. Now, Big Pharma has gotten so big that it has an ability to strategize and pay out through a 50-state strategy to go to the large centralized bureaucracies on the state level even by hiring hundreds of lobbyists and millions in campaign contributions to help kill or weaken measures aimed at stemming the tide of prescription opioids. It's gotten that big. You know, we talk about too big to fail. Too big to fail. It is so big that it is crushing the life out of human beings. Opioids are just one significant but small example relative to the annual rate of iatrogenesis or iatrogenicide, doctor-caused death due to drugs, which is in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, three-quarters of a million to a million or more. We don't know exactly the number anymore, but it's going up, not down. And so they have been caught at least dragging their feet, slowing down the efforts of the states to reduce opioid prescription rates and opioid addiction and opioid deaths. Now, we're not arguing against compassionate use for people in extreme pain. But how do we know that the opioids are the only solution, much less the best solution, if we don't provide options or allow for the options that are seemingly reducing or actually reducing the reliance on those drugs in those states where medical cannabis has been made absolutely, absolutely and totally legal?
Prostitute on the left hand side. Prostitute on the left hand side. It's a
is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Don't pay attention to those AstroTurf groups promoting the use of opioids as compassion. The real compassion is coming from cannabis. This is not the first time we're reporting on this, but cannabis, or they call it marijuana still, I don't, may alleviate America's opioid crisis, according to a new study. We've seen that prescription drug rates for these opioids go down. We've seen an extraordinary thing related to addiction, helping people to come off of those opioids that were highly addicted to it, like OxyContin and Percocet. Researchers from Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health analyzed traffic fatality data from 1999 to 2013 in 18 U.S. states. They found that most states that had passed medical marijuana laws saw an overall reduction in fatal crashes involving drivers who tested positive for opioids. Again, that's another sign or symptom that you are reducing the utilization and the intensity and the danger associated with opioids because cannabis is pulling people off of it. And it seems like it's almost too easy, Super Don. It's like if only all 50 states would back the feds down and nullify like 26 have and go, you know what? The people in this state want to have access to it. We want to reduce addiction. We want to reduce these deaths. And, of course, Big Pharma playing a role. In Florida right now, there's a constitutional amendment on the ballot. It failed, was it 2 or 4 years ago now? I'm not sure. I think it was 2 years ago. 58% voted yay, 60% was necessary. Who's the main proponent? Well, let me say it this way. Who's the main opponent of this in Florida? It's the Publix supermarket chain, where they're investing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why would they do that? Are they not compassionate? No. It happens to be that their bottom line is going to be impacted because they're likely not going to be a distributor for cannabis. So their pharmacies are going to take a hit on the sale of opioids and painkillers. How's that being a good corporate citizen, Publix? And you'll find this in every state. Again, Big Pharma plays a huge role in blocking the legalization efforts for cannabis in one of its many benefits here. And this is a huge one, Super Don.
It is. I mean, it's an uphill battle because you've got, you know, as we were pointing out, the pharmaceutical companies are investing a lot of money, a lot of lobbying going into trying to keep opioids, being aggressively prescribed. And, you know, and it was something I should throw in there. It's not just the pharmaceutical companies. There are some very powerful doctor and, medical organizations that are fighting this as well because they don't want, this is a kind of a complicated issue, mm-hmm. because they don't want laws to be passed that are going to tell them how to take care of their patients. There are doctors out there saying, look, you know, I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. I should have the right to be able to prescribe and take care and treat my patients as I think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of one of those areas where you kind of have to go, well, you know, I mean, doctors do have rights too, right? So, you know, you've got those guys that are fighting this. And then on the flip side, when you're talking about medical marijuana, yeah, it's the same. It's basically the same people, the same pharmaceutical companies, the same lobbyists that are fighting that as well, because they know that they're going to ultimately end up losing money. And I think I just got an email yesterday from United We Care, I think they're called, out of Florida, mm-hmm. saying that Sheldon, Adelson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just threw another $1 million into the pot there on trying to fight the initiative. So.
Right. And he must have pharmaceutical stocks galore.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough
one. Why would he do that?
It is.
Yeah.
It's an uphill battle. But I think ultimately, as we've seen with the states that have legalized it, not just recreationally but medicinally, that the tide is turning and public opinion eventually is going to win over on this.
Yeah, and in fact, the sheriff's groups in Florida, I think, have removed their opposition to the legalization issue, because last time in Florida, that was a heavy opposition. And I know why, because they're using it. The sheriffs are smoking. The sheriffs are using cannabis. I know why, because they're recommending to people I know to use it, even though in Florida it's not been, quote-unquote, made fully legal, even though there is some aspects of medical use that's happening. But the reality is, just like everybody and anybody, the benefits are becoming so overwhelming that even the sheriffs that, you know, really benefit because of law enforcement activity are saying, you know, this is ridiculous. And, of course, the crime will go down because of the illegality of it and all of the things that are associated with that. So, anyway, pretty cool. We got a comment of the day coming in. It's not a question of the day. It's a comment of the day coming in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again, if you're a new listener, how can you reach us? Oh, two or three different ways at least. One is you can call us live on the air, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Another way is to go to robertscottbell.com and submit a question or comment. We'll often get them there. We're still playing catch-up on some of them. Another way is through social media. You go to Robert Scott Bell Show. We have The Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. You can find it. We've got a Fans of The Robert Scott Bell Show, and I've got a personal page you can follow. We try to get that all out. Also on Twitter, at RS Bell Media, and Periscope, which is also at RS Bell Media. And if you want to follow Super Don, at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don. Those are ways to reach out to us. So this one came through the website, I believe, Super Don, didn't it? Is that what I'm saying here?
Yes.
And who was it that left this comment? Because I never see that. When you write them in, sometimes I miss the commenter.
That didn't make it onto the list. I believe it was Steve.
Steve, okay.
Yes.
So it says, hi, Robert and Super Don. Just a quick comment. I'm a resident of Colorado and thought it high time, in quotes, high time, I checked out the recreational pot shops here. So I go in and ask if they have any organic marijuana. And the kid, although he must be 21 to be selling, says the federal government owns the word organic and won't allow its use for cannabis by way of the FDA and all. So they're not allowed to use that term. But they can say, get this, this is an interesting, because there's always a creative way, right? When you say, we can't say organic because we haven't been certified or we're not allowed to be certified by the federal government. So you just give up and say, well, okay, then we can't sell it. Or do you say, maybe there's another way to communicate the same thing? And they came up with something kind of cool. They say it's ladybug assisted.
No.
Yes. Ladybug assisted cannabis. So those of you in Colorado or going to Colorado and you only want the good organic stuff, ask for that which is ladybug assisted.
Ladybug assisted. I like that.
And Steve says, after I picked up myself from the floor with laughter, I left with a gram of ladybug assisted smoke. How much is a gram, by the way? I don't mean dollar size, but I mean...
I have no idea.
Is that one cannabis cigarette? A gram? I don't know.
Oh, no. I think...
You can make a few.
If I remember correctly, you can do like 3 or 4 maybe.
Okay. Well, Steve, get back to us and let us know, what is the premium on ladybug-assisted cannabis versus the conventionally grown with pesticides? And we'll report it on the air here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in our next cannabis update. Thanks for checking in. We're going to go to the football gridiron. Before you start the show, which is football, you play the national anthem. Do you sit? Do you kneel? Do you stand? We're going to find out after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world,
One Light. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, number one to shy away from controversy. We'll take on the controversy of the NFL right now and the fact that Colin Kaepernick has started a movement to not stand up, take a knee, right, or sit down, whatever, during the national anthem. Of course, that's got a lot of people's knickers in a twist. You Brits are listening on UK Health Radio. You like that, don't you? We say panties in a bunch. You say knickers in a twist.
Knickers.
Knickers, yeah. Right?
Sounds like a candy bar.
It serves you right for beating us in the Revolutionary War, right? Or should I say, it serves you right, you blokes. The NFL teams, you know, they're dealing with this. They're struggling with it. Rob Lowe came out and said, hey, you should just, Colin Kaepernick and anybody that doesn't want to stand for the play, you should stay in the locker room, he says. Of course, he's catching heat for saying that. But it turns out he might be right because up until 2009, no NFL team stood for the national anthem. Thanks to Justin, our board op, for that.
This blew me away. I had no idea.
Yeah. No NFL player stood for the national anthem until 2009. Before then, the players stayed in the locker room as the anthem played. NFL teams got patriotic in recent years. Why? Because it was good for business. A 2015 congressional report. Why is there a congressional report on it? Well, because they have a special monopoly-granted status, interestingly enough, by Congress. Unique status NFL has. And a report revealed that the Department of Defense had paid $5.4 million to NFL teams between 2011 and 2014 to stage on-field patriotic ceremonies. The National Guard shelled out $6.7 million for similar displays between 2013 and 2015. So it's paid patriotism, folks.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that the reason why they did that is because they were trying to boost probably recruitment.
You got that right. You're not going to invest in that unless you got a return on that investment. What is that return? We want more people in the military. And, of course, if it were a military that was for defensive purposes, I'd be all over it. But we are now, of course, an empire, and we are in places constitutionally we shouldn't be. There has not been a declared war since World War II, a declaration of war by Congress. So let's go to the gang from South Park for a redoing of the national anthem a la Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick is brave. Cops are pigs, cops are pigs. Wait, someone just took my stuff. I need to call the cops. Oh no, I just said cops are pigs.
Who's going to help me get my stock? Why did I listen to Colin Kaepernick? He's not even any good.
Gosh, you can always rely on them for some great laughter. Not only that, I think that was a preview for an upcoming episode.
That was a teaser for an episode that I believe is played. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. And from my understanding, what happened was, is in this episode, they recruited J.J. Abrams, okay?
Yeah.
Because J.J. Abrams did such a great job at rebooting Star Trek and Star Wars, they thought, you know what, he would be the go-to guy to try and reboot the national anthem, to try and fix this problem that Colin Kaepernick has created, where people are kneeling or sitting and they're not standing for the national anthem. And so in this episode, J.J. Abrams reboots the national anthem, but not quite in the way that people were expecting.
Let's find out how.
For our national anthem, we now ask you all in solidarity to please rise, or sit, or take a knee in order to honor America.
Wait. Oh, and J.J. Abrams has absolutely shattered expectations, Mike. Now, whether people are standing, sitting, or kneeling, they are all honoring America. J.J. Abrams is a wizard, Tom, a wizard.
More people sitting now as Abrams has made it irrelevant. Who saw this coming?
And there's the rest of the anthem, all the parts we remembered and loved. J.J. Abrams has fixed America.
That's classic, dude.
It is. And if you think about it, I mean, what better way, right? And it's so funny because as you're watching this clip, there are people that, you know, wanted to kneel or sit to
now
try
they don't
and
know.
Protest.
Right.
And they're
now
standing
they don't know.
And sitting and they're getting on their knee and then they're sitting. They don't know what to
they
do.
Don't
because,
know. How do we protest anymore, right? It's all honoring, right? Well, you know what we ought to do is order a Chipotle burrito and have it delivered to us by drone.
Oh, yeah. That's a new thing now.
Yeah. Google and Chipotle are getting together to do that. My son will love that. Of course, Super Don's worried that drones will become so passe they'll be everywhere, right? Drones
they are
everywhere.
Already.
You don't even notice. They're already there, right? All right, folks. Another great show kicking off our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got, five more days this week, 7 to 9 Eastern in the evenings, Monday through Friday, as well as our Sunday broadcast. So do take a listen. Tell your friends. The Place for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar. We'll be back and remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.